It has been a hot, for the most part, dry summer. And as we look out on yards, we see a lot of brown spots, weeds. And you may be thinking, where do I begin? Well, joining us live is WTOP's garden editor, Mike McGrath. He's our Friday yard warrior. But this is really a good time to start that thing and begin renewing the yard, isn't it, Mike?
If you're asking a question about your lawn at this time of year, you are already 50% to success, because this is the time of year where if your lawn just has a couple of weeds and a couple of bare spots, you overseed it, you give it a good feeding, it'll look fabulous. If it's full of bare spots and it's more than half weeds, this is the perfect time of year to till it up and plant a new lawn. People do everything backwards. In the fall, they want to go out with pruners and clean up their landscape, and in the spring, they want to plant a new lawn. And if you could just take those boxes and reverse them, their landscapes would look so much better, and they'd have so many fewer dead plants.
If we are going to put new seed down, is there anything we should do first with the weeds and maybe the brown portions of the lawn?
I think people go nuts. They spray weed killer on their existing lawn. Then they sow new seed, and they wonder why the new grass dies. I mean, herbicide is herbicide. If you spray something that kills the grass, it's going to kill grass for a while. The smartest thing, because these soils are all compacted in clay, till it all up and then rake away as much of the old green as you can. Don't go nuts. Have a nice load of compost like Leaf Grow delivered. Spread it on top of what you got. Level it out. Leveling the soil of a new lawn is so critically important. And then just sow the new seed into that nice, rich seed bed. You'll have gotten rid of most of the weeds, and this time of year, the new grass can outcompete any weed that does germinate. This is the time of year when grass wins the fight.
Yeah, you're right about Leaf Grow. I mean, it is like magic the way it works. Then how much watering do we have to do to make sure the seed doesn't dry out while we're trying to grow it?
A lot of people will throw straw or other nonsense on top, and I think that's ridiculous. What you do is you set a system where it's going to gently mist the lawn, as gentle a water as you can. You water 20 minutes every night, 20 minutes every morning, till the grass comes up. Then you never water at nighttime again. You continue doing the light, gentle waterings to make sure all the seed germinates. Do that for like 2 weeks. And then you start backing off to long, deep waterings.
Well, good advice. Thank you, Mike. Our garden editor, Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior.